This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, December 5th, brought to you by ADM. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Well, USDA Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden is this week's guest on AgriPulse Newsmakers. Vaden tells host Lydia Johnson that farmers need overseas outlets for their commodities, and the Trump administration started from ground zero.
I'm glad as we've gotten into the third and fourth quarter of this year that we now have wins on the board. We've got China. We've got those countries in Southeast Asia like Cambodia, Thailand, and Vietnam. We've got completely new markets like Uzbekistan. And we're busting down trade barriers in Central and South America. And all of this, when added on top of the China baseline, is new demand for American agricultural goods.
Vaden says the Trump trade team has scored global wins that have improved commodity prices, but he says there's still much work to do to eliminate the negative world trade balance sheet.
If you look at the price per bushel of soybeans before the China trade deal was announced, and compare that to the price per bushel that it was in 2024, you'll see almost no difference. The overall effect on American agriculture with regards to low prices, it's not solely a trade phenomenon. It's not primarily necessarily a trade phenomenon, particularly not with China. We've got a supply and demand imbalance. That's what we've got to work out.
Vaden applauds Trade Ambassador Jamison Greer's efforts to deal with closed doors from potential trading partners.
He is, for the first time, successfully knocking down these non-tariff trade barriers, like the European Union's effort to essentially keep you from calling a common name a common name, and they're falling, and countries are agreeing to that, and that's providing us new market access. That is at least as important in the long run as some of these tariff trade barriers that are being broken down are. And I'm happy to see it's a full court press on ag.
Vaden says Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins will have an announcement next week of a financial package to bridge growers through some very challenging financial circumstances.
We've set aside all that we can do here within our current authorities without additional help from Congress in order to try to take care of the harms that have built up over the past several years in farm country. We know that we've got Chinese now buying soybeans, but we know that soybean farmers suffered until that deal was worked out. But we also know there are non-trade related harms affecting other commodities, and we need to take that into account as we think about the numbers that we need to be providing to farm country with the monies we have available. Fortunately, all of our USDA employees, those computations are wrapping up.
Vaden says USDA has concurred with House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson that the assistance package will help to offset the loss of global markets as well as reduce commodity prices in this economic down cycle.
I've spoken with Chairman Thompson just last week. As a matter of fact, the day before Thanksgiving, many of his subcommittee chairmen have also spoken with Chairman Bozeman's staff, the great Fitzhugh Elder. We've been definitely keeping them in the loop. We've been hearing their feedback. We've been sharing with them what we're thinking. It's been a good collaboration, and I think they'll see their input was taken into account.
AgriPulse Newsmakers is available now at www.agripulse.com. In other news, James Glick with the Plant-Based Products Council says new research shows consumers are more aware and readily accepting of plant-based products.
63% of those surveyed are more favorable toward this industry when they understand that it goes back to growers. The folks that are working in the field, you know, growing corn and soybeans or another feedstock, you know, that number has grown, you know, pretty standardly over the last 5 years. I think last year was just above 56-57%. So we do see a lot of folks making that connection back to the farm. Which is
today's Drive Time is brought to you by ADM. Harvest to home sounds so simple, but a lot happens between the two. 18,000 people work for ADM in the U.S., operating a vast transportation and manufacturing network. That allowed ADM to purchase over 1 billion bushels of crops from over 56,000 U.S. farmers last year and transport those crops to U.S. and global markets so their ingredients could sustain and benefit families everywhere. Learn more at ADM.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.